No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
Morena, well thanks, how are you?
I'm better than when I started the show.
That's good. Getting into the swing of it now.
Yeah. I've had two cups of warm liquid.
Good.
And the lung infection has gone back down to the bottom of the lungs as opposed to the top of the esophagus.
Excellent. Well, if you want some herbal medicine, you know where to come.
What do I do? I've had an incredibly chesty cough and it's lasted for about a week, but I haven't been treating my body very well.
Yes. I would go for herbal medicine on that one, you know, unless you're sort of really unwell and it's going thick and green and really bad. But you look like you've got a bit of kick in you.
Oh. So,
you know, there's euphorbia, lomatium, echinacea. We could make you a really nice brew.
A brew?
Yes.
That sounds like what I need.
And it's got expectorants in it to help lift all that out of there, you know.
Yeah,
and
nothing's come out yet. I can hear it. Sorry if any of you are eating breakfast.
And if you can have an early night sometime, that could be good, you know, because we're just, this is the time of year where we just kind of need to, just get a bit of a fuse happening, don't we? Because we've got a long haul ahead of us. We're about to step into December.
I know. It's the 26th of November and that's freaking me out quite a lot.
I know.
Penny was talking about Christmas this morning and I kind of had to be like, shush, don't do that.
Don't even say that word yet. Not until December.
Yeah.
I know. And I thought I'd talk about that today.
Damn it!
Not that, but how to get to that.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot to be done before we wind up, you know, and everyone's sort of feeling, I can feel the pulse in the traffic. I can feel the pulse everywhere you go. And it's like
a thrum.
Yes. And it's like, well, there's some herbs that can help you with that. We've got very good nervines and on my website you'll find some too, like Stress Less, Mother's Cordial, you know, to get to all the prize givings and get the presents to the teachers and say thank you to all the billion people that have helped you this year, you know, but just write a list but it is good to set yourself up right. So, you know, the way I'd go about it is whenever you can, take a break and you can do child pose and things like that just to help get you back into parasympathetic. Deep breathing, you can breathe in for 5, out for 5, and then hold that that breath that's been released out for another 5. And then that just gets back into parasympathetic nervous system.
Just slowing down your breathing, really. Slowing down, full stop.
Yeah, in, out, and keep it out for 5, and then in, and out. And it actually resets you back into that. Boiled eggs, cans of salmon, you know. I like tinned red salmon because then you get soft bones and the good protein without the mercury and all of that. But yeah, if you need nervines, you know, go on the mineral appraisal. There's really good ones for mind chatter and racing and waking up between 11 and 3. That's 4.2. And
tell me more. Yes, mind chatter, racing, waking up in the middle of the night. That sounds like a bit of me.
Yep. And really good for PMS and, you know, feeling short fused. And, you know, there's really good ginsengs like in the Mother's Cordial, you know, which just for those people who are tired and wired. So
tired and wired.
Eat right. Do your child pose.
Tired
but
and
use
wired.
Herbal medicine. You know, even you can have chamomile tea if you want to. But just treat yourself nicely. Just quietly. Just make a cup of tea.
Just quietly. I say, sculling my coffee. Love you, Cara Joss. I need it. I do.
I'm having a long black right now. That's good herbal medicine.
Well, that's
coffee
good.
Coffee Arabica.
I'm glad that we haven't ruled out coffee because
there's good studies to show that one coffee a day is good. It's really good on the liver. It's a bitter. It's a stimulant for the nervous system to give you a bit of pep.
I never thought of it about it being kind of a bitter, sour taste, but it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. No, there's good research on coffee. Not more than one, though, because then you start depleting B vitamins and magnesium and you start sort of going too fast for yourself. You know, that dreadful feeling?
Yes.
I did it yesterday and said, I'm off for a swim. Went and swam a few laps and that really helped.
What if you're at work and you can't really step away from your desk? Would you just go for a walk around the block, sit down 5 minutes, go back to it?
Yeah, exactly. And particularly a lot of people with their lunch breaks, you are paid for 30 minutes and it's just so good to get out of the building and walk around the block. Then you come back and you can just do your emails, no sweat, you know. Yeah. Whereas if you're like eating your sandwich and you're like getting
a bit
sort of hot under the collar, it's just like, it's time for a break.
It's funny and I'm guilty of this myself, quality of time versus quantity of time. Like if you're able to focus, you get a lot more done than if you try to do five things at once and none of them really get done.
Yeah. Nigel Ladd has got a good documentary on that. He goes, you don't achieve much by multitasking. Yeah.
We've got somebody who's just texted in saying, hey, Ange, any tips for helping to have a second baby? I'm young, I'm healthy, but number two just isn't happening. Cheers.
Oh, yes, this is something that can happen. There's, of course, herbs that help with that and will help you with preconception care, you know, getting on a good multivitamin with folic acid and iodine and those sorts of things. And I usually like to use some of the activated Bs, which, you know, folinic acid as well as the folic acid. But also, some people have, you know, hidden infections and that's why they're not getting pregnant. Or otherwise they've had a tailbone injury or, you know, they pierce their tummy button and they need clay therapy to remediate the damaged meridians that aren't flowing properly. Because I've had a few good successes with that. People go, hey, thanks for that, I conceived now. And sometimes people just needing to believe it. So sometimes we do some affirmations around that, so that particularly people who have had a few miscarriages or failed IVF, they just don't believe it's going to happen anymore. Right. You know, they, you know, in their heart and their mind, they're like, they're not on the right page. So we need to sort of work with that as well. So, yeah, I need to see you in a consultation to go over your meridian field and check all that out.
Mm. So how would people get in contact with you if they want to do
that? Oh, that's a good point. that's all good. naturalange.com or 376-0174. We're above Harvest Whole Foods upstairs. There's a clinic upstairs. And in that clinic, there's, you know, osteopaths and massage therapists, cranial sacral therapy, and lots of herbal medicine. So we've been there for 22 years. A lot of people, even in Greyland, they go, I never knew you were up there.
Oh, it's like,
didn't you? There's a sandwich board.
even just a massage in this kind of crazy time of year, what kind of massage would you recommend to try and promote mental clarity? Because I always get confused with the different types of, you know, paying attention to what fascia or sports massage or remedial what are the different kinds?
Well, I love like deep tissue relaxation because that sort of gets the knots out and makes you sort of feel relaxed and, you know, finish on the feet, so then it clears your head kind of thing. It drains all the energy out of your brain and, you know, takes it to the other end of your body kind of thing. But yeah, there's shiatsu, which is amazing. There's craniosacral genie, works on a Wednesday at our clinic. And then we've got Grace Aller, who does cranial osteopathy, which is amazing, especially if you've got a lot of mind chatter and that sort of thing. But she'll fix injuries and things like that as well.
Oh my goodness.
Love it. Yes. Unwinds the whole tension.
Oh, thank you so much, Ange. If you do wish, we've run out of time now, but if you do wish to have your questions for Ange this time next week, text them into 5395 or studio at 95bfm.com. See you this time next week.
Lovely.
Thanks,
Ange. Have a good week. See you.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.